I walk on the beach and I'm kind of an old Nebraska farm boy, okay? And I didn't realize I walked onto a nude beach. This old farm boy was pretty surprised. So that's my...
First time's always a surprise. Yeah, a shocker.
There were certain guys that should not have been on a nude beach, let me tell you. Welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Traveler. We're going to have fun today, Paul. We're bringing the top 10 international destinations that were searched on Google for travel in the month of June, July, and August. We're ready to go. How about you?
Let's do it.
All right, first on the list, actually number 10 on the list. We're going to start at 10 and go all the way to the drum roll at number 1.
All right.
Number 10 on the list is San Juan, Puerto Rico. I never guessed it would have that international flair, but probably because of cruise ships and all the stuff. It's the hub of traveling into the Caribbean. And
it is.
You just did that.
Yeah. So, but it kind of does. Is it really international?
Yeah, it's kind of domestic.
Yeah, it is kind of a domestic. So it's interesting that they laid that out there. But no, it's no surprise. I mean, beautiful beaches, fairly easy to access, doesn't require a passport, which is why I question
right.
It's international. So, but no, it is beautiful, and it's been a couple years since they've had a hurricane. So it's probably in better shape this year than it's been
now,
in quite a while.
You went to...
I went to St. Thomas,
St. Thomas.
I had to go through San Juan.
Yeah, everything kind of goes through San Juan, doesn't it?
If you're going to the smaller islands, that's kind of the hub. Out of Miami.
Did you get a little plane out of San Juan?
Or yep, what? It was a 10-seater.
10-seat?
10-seater double prop.
Woo!
Yep, you want to get comfortable or snuggle in with the stranger? That's a way to get to do it.
All right, number 9 on this week's edition of the Weekly Traveler list of the top 10 international destination as listed by Google that was searched for travel in June, July, and August really surprised me. Madrid, Spain. I mean, Madrid is a great city, of mm-hmm. course, but it just surprised me. I never thought it would be the top 10.
I've never been, so it's one of those places where I'd like to go and experience it, but I can't give any feedback as to why or why it wouldn't be on here. So
it's got great, great art museums if you're thinking of art.
Well, and I'm also guessing, you know, based on the demand to get to Europe this year, it may be something where there's better values than some of the others. So, I mean, there are a lot of different factors that could play into that.
You bet. This list is put together by Google and tells of all the search.
So it can't be wrong.
Well, it is actual search, but it doesn't mean that people travel, right? So with that, number 8 actually didn't surprise me too much because I know out of the Midwest, this is one of the most popular destinations that we do, and we do several tours to it every year. Dublin, Ireland.
Yep. Yeah, it's a great place. It's a little cooler potentially during the summer than some of the other areas because you've got some
August
coastline.
July,
yep. But, you know, the nice thing there, you don't want to necessarily drive there, but you speak the language.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at jumping the pond, that's a comfort thing. And I think that's why, to your point, Midwesterners feel comfortable going there.
You know, a couple of years ago, we took a big football group over there to watch Nebraska play who did they play?
Northwestern. Yeah, we tried to forget that. We tried to forget that game.
But it was perfect weather. It was hotter than heck over here. We went over there. I think you and I said, why aren't we coming here every August?
Every August. Yep.
And we should do that.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd be silly not to. But the crowds are big in August. But you can get out in the countryside.
Get out in the countryside. I mean, that's what Ireland has to offer. It's the beauty. It's the green islands. It's got the people and the culture. And that's where the fun is, you know, you wander into a pub for dinner and all of a sudden you're meeting a local. And they love talking U.S. politics. So you can have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, we used to go to a bed and breakfast over there, and this Irish man it was amazing. Every night at 10 o'clock, we could be talking just like this. He would get out of his chair when the clock struck 10 and head to his pub.
Yep.
Every night at 10 o'clock.
Well, he might have been the guitarist that everybody was waiting on.
Right.
I mean, that's part of their routine.
Yeah, bring your guitar.
Bring your guitar.
That is fun to watch the ebb and flow of musicians at a pub in Ireland. Hey, number 7, this week's list of the top 10 international destination. This is the Weekly Traveler. Executive Travel has been in business now 38 years. We primarily a travel management company, but we do tours. We do have a division of the of the Women of the Midwest that does women only tours. Mm-hmm. We do couples tours. We do vacation travel for people, but our bread and butter is corporate travel management. We do that all over the world. Yep. We just have fun here sharing things about travel. People love to talk travel, and Paul and I like to share.
Well, we like to travel. Well, then we got lots to talk about.
Indeed. Okay. So number 7 on this week's top 10 list of international destinations for the travel this summer, Barcelona. I love this city. It's a fun, fun city, and the rest of the world loves it too, obviously.
Yeah, it's another one I haven't been to on the list. So what? That's somebody has to stick around here and work. My wife, actually, she went there before I knew her. I think it was a school exchange program that she did some time over in Spain. And I know she has mentioned wanting to go back. So maybe that's one that I'll get on off the wish list sometime.
Well, we took a cruise that started out in Barcelona years ago. And this is the first time. We're walking before the cruise, and I walk on the beach, and I'm kind of an old Nebraska farm boy. Okay, and I didn't realize I walked onto a nude beach. This old farm boy was pretty surprised. So that's
first time's always a surprise. Yeah, it's a shocker.
There were certain guys that should not have been on a nude beach, let me tell you. Okay, so number 6 in this week's edition of the Weekly Traveler is the top 10 international destinations. Is none other than Athens, Greece. Athens has been hot, hot, hot the last 3 years.
Okay.
And
haven't been there.
Oh, come on.
Working too much.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got Ann Fulby Olson, who runs our Women of the Midwest tours. She actually resides in Athens, commutes back to Lincoln. And Athens just seems like the beaches and the water in Athens. I was there a couple weeks ago. It's hard to explain the water of Greece because it's a blue green emerald. I really can't even describe it, but when you look at it, you go, that's unbelievable. And we were looking at a villa, mm-hmm. perhaps purchase in Greece on Peloponnese, which is the isthmus to the south and the west of Athens, and just strikingly beautiful. And of course, it does get hot in the summertime, so I'm a little surprised about that. But that's sometimes when people only time they can get off to travel.
Yeah,
the summertime.
Well, and I think that's the reality, and that's probably why we're looking at those top destinations for that June, July, August travel period.
You bet. Speaking of the top destinations, number 5, and I know you've been here. Cancun, Mexico.
When I was 20 and I could sit out in the sun all day with a beer in my hand, I could understand this, but
not anymore.
I actually had this conversation with somebody this last week, and it was, you know, once I hit 40, I think what I wanted out of my travel experience has changed.
Absolutely.
From that fun and sun to, well, let's go have an experience. Let's go understand cultures, and let's go meet people that have different lives than what we have.
You bet. The next 4 are not going to surprise anybody because they are always at or near the top of the list. This is the list of the top 10 destinations for travel this summer during the months of June, July, and August as identified as searchable sites by Google. Number 4 comes in, Rome, Italy. I was just there.
That's one of our top for sure. So, and so much to see, so much to do. The crowds, you know, I was there.
June?
I was 3 times in the last.
In December,
I was there in March. Yeah. And I was surprised at how thick the crowds were in March. You know, when we did it in December, it was cool. I mean, that is the off season, but the shoulder season, and a lot of this might tie to the heat of the summer last year.
Yeah.
I think people are trying, they're understanding they can get a better value.
Right.
The crowds will be less than full-fledged summer, but the crowds are definitely more than what I had anticipated or experienced before.
Well, that's Rome, and that is Italy. Italy's always has this panache. It has this star power. It has the brand. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty powerful. Number 3 actually surprised me a little bit. It's gigantic city. It's Tokyo. Tokyo, Japan. And, you know, Tokyo got hurt more than almost any city with COVID.
They were locked down longer.
They were locked down longer.
All of Japan.
And maybe now people are just, all that pent-up demand of Japan and Tokyo is coming back. And so I was surprised to see it because I expected it to be further down the list. It's number three this year.
Yeah, I actually had read probably 6 months ago that Japan was one of was going to be the hottest destination for this year. So seeing it in the top three is not a surprise. But yeah, we'll see if it stays up there or if it truly comes down to pent-up demand.
Number two in this week's list of the top 10 international destinations is none other than the Olympic city of Paris.
So this year, I'm surprised it's not number one, actually.
Yeah.
Just because the Olympics. I mean, there's a lot, the infrastructure they obviously work on and to prepare for an event like this. So having it up in the top two is not a surprise, but I was surprised it's not number one.
You bet. And you know, every year that I've watched the Olympics, before 6 months before the Olympics, tickets are impossible to get. Prices are extensively high. Everything is expensive. And then as you get closer, all those people that thought they were going to be millionaires buying and selling these tickets suddenly realize they got to get rid of them. The hotels that charge $1,500
they all
a night.
Sell these packages. You get these vendors that package everything together.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've done Olympic tours for people before. I remember a longtime corporate client that we did it for. And, you know, tickets.
Was that Beijing? Where was that?
That sounds, yeah, it was Beijing.
Yeah.
Opening ceremony tickets, I want to say, were $5,000. Yeah. I mean, it was just
probably more than that now.
Well, man. I'm sure. It's bigger than the Super Bowl. So, so it's one where, not a surprise to be in the top two.
I'd rather watch it on TV.
I would too.
Better seat, and you got a restroom right next door.
Flip the channel if you want to watch a different sport.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's what the reality was, is we got to the end of the day, and it's based on your budget. And he's like, well, we have to do the opening ceremony. I think he was taking some clients with him. But then he's like, you know, based on the budget, this is what the rest we have to work on. So then you end up at wrestling or weightlifting and things like that that aren't your ideal. You don't get to go do swimming and some of those other things.
One of the things that we realized also with France this year is this is the 80th anniversary of Normandy.
Oh.
And so we're actually having an 80th anniversary Normandy tour with the National Guard Museum out in Seward. So with Jerry out there, so there's also additional activities in addition to the Olympics there. So that's number two. Number one, are you ready for the drum roll? Are you ready?
You going to plug that in there, Ryan, that drum roll?
Yeah, well, you know, I need to acknowledge our great technician, Ryan Swihart. Many people call him hashtag snurdly. I just call him Ryan. He's got a smile on his face, and he's happily doing all the keyboard stuff.
It's golf season. He always has a smile on his face.
I know. He's golfing. Actually, anytime after 2 o'clock, he says, I got to go home and work. Sure.
Kids are sick.
Sure. Okay, the number one destination in the world internationally as identified by Google search for months of travel in June, July, and August is none other than London, England. So, you know, that reminds me of that old song.
Here comes the song.
No, I better save
no
it.
No song today?
No, okay. No. So I'm going to save the audience.
We're going to save the audience. It's been a couple weeks since they haven't had to hear you singing.
I think it was called England Swings, Like a Pendulum Do. Bobby's on
there
bicycles.
Found it.
2x2. Westminster Abbey, the Tower of Big Ben, the rosy red cheeks of the little children.
Sorry, everyone. We thought we were saving you.
Hey, London is always at or near the top.
I've never been. I've been through the airport. I've never been outside of the
Heathrow,
airport.
That's all you've done?
And I think I was 14 years old.
Come on.
And all I remember was, you know, and I don't know if this is still the case today. I know it is in many parts of the world, but you had armed security in the airport back 34 years ago.
You bet. Well, that's London is the number one worldwide. I've got three takeaways from this list of international travel.
Let's note quick. So we did last week the top 10 domestically, and this week we're doing the top 10 internationally. Well, actually, Rome, Tokyo, Paris, and London, they if you combine those lists, those were the top four. So when we get back to Europe travel or international travel being the summer focus. That's kind of what that would tell you on
the
list.
Yeah, and you said this, is that people have moved from traveling within the U.S. to traveling in Europe, aren't they?
Yeah.
And internationally.
When you look at airfares, I've got a meeting in New Orleans next month, and airfares are $700. You can get to Europe
for
$800 or $900.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you take that and go have that experience?
Or drive to New Orleans, one of the two.
That doesn't sound like fun.
No, but you drove to Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a destination I enjoy.
Yeah. Takeaway number one from this top 10 list. Cancun is the big loser on this. They've fallen all the way to number six from number two in the past year.
Yep.
I think, you know, that's just laying on the beach and getting drunk just getting old.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's one of those. And during the heat of the summer, doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah. And takeaway number two, this week's list of the top 10 international destinations. No surprise that Paris is big. The 2024 Summer Olympics is consuming the City of Lights. And so that's going to be at or near the top, number two this year. And takeaway number three, it does not seem that any new cities broke into what I would call the top of the bucket list. I would have expected cities like Vienna,
yep,
Copenhagen, Stockholm, Amsterdam, and Prague to slip into the summer list in the future.
That's what I think. If we have another heavy season like we did last summer, I think these will be the next ones people get on their list. They're going to have seen, you know, the ones that are already in the top 10, and they're going to want to go experience something new. And especially Scandinavia is one of my favorite areas of the world. So I think that's something to where, you know, that'd be an opportunity if we have another hot season like we did last summer to be able to break away from some of that heat as well.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us this week on the Weekly Travel Alert by Executive Travel. I'm Steve Glenn.
I'm Paul Glenn. Please like, subscribe, share, and add any comments on topics that would be of interest to you for a future episode. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.